The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Season's greetings.
Yo, yo, yo. It's Uncle Skeeter, and it's time for a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, welcome back to the bunker for another edition of Cheese Please Christmas, number 4 of 4. You put up with the first three, and you know, there's one more to go, and then you'll have your Christmas and hang out with relatives, family, and throw food around the table and other Christmas traditions.
And you'll be sitting at that table listening to your relatives talk about politics and religion and all the things you don't want to talk about and thinking, I should just be listening to a Cheese Please Christmas.
And that's not what we talk about here at Cheese Please.
Exactly.
We throw food around. Daffodil makes food every Christmas day. And we throw a little bit here and there.
Mostly on the floor for the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Bron licks it up and it's all good to go and I don't have to clean the floor. Right.
Exactly.
Anyway, on the show this week, we're back to our typical oddity sets. Like What Santa Did sets. There's some story songs about Santa out there we're going to play.
Interesting.
Then we got the redneck set. We're going to play that a little later on. Well, sorry. I don't mean to offend rednecks, but, you know, that's how they talk, right?
Well, in this song, anyway.
But we're starting off. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. We're going to rap a little bit.
Well, I like rap presents. That kind of rap?
No. You know, like the singing rap? Oh, yeah.
It's not singing.
Well,
it's rapping.
Yeah, well, you get the idea. We're going
to trick out the tree a little later out with the Yo-Yo Kids. But we're starting off with It's Christmas. Yes, it is.
By Society's Treat on
Cheese Please.
It came upon a midnight clear, the star in the sky. Says the child is here, it's Christmas. The angels sang, then we listened to them. They said, get yourself over into Bethlehem, it's Christmas. Ha. Yes, it is. Men came upon the scene, riding on a camel that's a mean machine. It's Christmas. The shepherds came and we heard them say, this is gonna be another major holiday. It's Christmas. Ha, yes, it is. They roll in looking for a place to stay. The hotel say there ain't no way, no room in the inn. No room in the inn. No room in the inn, in the inn. They're out of the inn and around to the back. They all booked up, and that's a fact. It's Christmas. I look around this neighborhood of mine, and it doesn't look nothing like Palestine, but it's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Yes, it is. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Yes, it is. No room in the inn. Forget what you get or what you spend. Open up your heart and let the spirit in. It's Christmas. Yes, it is. No room, no room, no, 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 no room in the inn.
Serving up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
With the Yo-Yo Kids, oh yeah, and Trick Out the Tree during Halloween, or is that Trick or Treat?
You know, I was thinking the same thing.
I don't get it. Trick Out the Tree, then it's is it Trick or Treat after you trick out the tree, or is it Trick Out the Tree,
then it's dressing it all up with bling.
Oh, bling.
Tricking it all out with bling.
With like jewelry and dollar signs made of jewelry, or jewelry made of dollar signs.
Things like that, yeah.
Oh. That's what that bling is?
Yes, that's what the bling is, anything that's sparkly.
Oh, okay. Usually they have dollar signs in their rap videos I caught changing channels every so often.
As quickly as possible.
And before that, we had Society Threat.
Yeah, you told me it was a treat. You were wrong. It was a threat.
Yeah, and the only thing I got about that is like, oh, wow, there was no room for the inn, so why couldn't they call an Airbnb? I don't get that.
Because no phones.
No phones when?
Over 2,000 years ago.
Oh,
no
okay.
Phones. No Airbnb, no hotels.
Oh, I thought they were talking about the society threat can't get a room at the inn, so they have to call an Airbnb or a Vrbo.
They're talking about the story of the birth of the baby.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Christmas, birth of baby,
well,
that baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just lost it there. My name is Snarf, dude.
And my name is Daffodil. And yes, Snarf lost the plot.
All I just got from that, no room at the inn, no room at the inn. So that I was focused on that. I'm sorry. I forgot about that whole, how that worked, you know.
The whole baby Jesus thing.
Thank you. But we're focusing on the redneck set this time around.
And let's try to do this without being too stereotypical. Restrain yourself. We have listeners in areas that will be offended.
I don't know if I could restrain myself or not, but...
All right, would you like me to do this?
Yes, please.
All right, so coming up shortly, we're going to have the lights on the trailer with Sly Dog and the Redneck Ramblers.
Redneck.
But we're starting off with Eggnog Boogie by Sly Dog and the Redneck Ramblers here on...
Keys, Please!
Christmas Music Fair. Enjoy the goofiness with the Cheese Please Christmas.
Oh, come on over here, my little sugar lumps. Slide up real close to me out here under the stars. It's a romantic Christmas song I want to sing to you. The lights on the trailer put off a romantic glow. As we lie on the sofa out here in the front yard, listening to Bo Cephas sing Little Drummer Boy, holding hands with my sugar lumps and sipping PBR.
It's Christmas in the heart of Dixie. Each day is filled with holiday cheer. Let's fry some possum fritters and battered beer and hang the mistletoe right over the door. Cause tomorrow all our cousins will be here.
Your gift is something special. No, you can't sneak a peek.
but I'll give you a hint. It's a part for your Mustang GT. I hope that I find under the tree from you my sugar lumps. Those boxers that I saw at the market, written across the front, said, get her done. Oh, it's Christmas in the heart of Dixie. Each day is filled with holiday cheer. Let's fry some possum fritters and battered beer and hang the mistletoe right over the door. Cause tomorrow all our cousins will be here. Oh, each day is filled with holiday cheer. Let's fry some possum fritters and battered beer and hang the mistletoe right over the door. Cause tomorrow all our cousins will be here.
Hey, Bubba Junior, hang some mistletoe in the kitchen and the bathroom, too.
Cause tomorrow all our cousins will be here.
Cheese Please with Sly Dog and the Redneck Ramblers and the lights on the trailer. And that's going to be a cramped trailer tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if they're kissing cousins, if they're hanging mistletoe everywhere.
Yeah, well, let's move on to that and talk about their song, Eggnog Boogie, the Sly Dog and the Redneck Ramblers.
They were actually, you know what? They were entertaining.
Certainly.
I like that. Anything
Absolutely.
That's entertaining, I like.
Well, that's why it's here. It's a little cheesy, a little foolish, a little crazy, and a little Christmas this week as we wrap up a Cheese Please Christmas for this year. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. And we have to tell you, dear listener, we have had the most successful year ever in raising money to buy Christmas gifts.
Well, I don't know, because you keep all the money to yourself.
Well, once we had that brilliant idea that your ugly birdhouses could be painted to look like gingerbread houses.
Well, I tried, okay?
Oh, no. They made fantastic gingerbread houses because they sold for double what I thought they would sell for.
Really?
Yes.
And then
all the stockings.
That wasn't easy for me, you know.
I am so glad we came to this decision.
That was not easy. It's been a while since I actually dug out a hammer and some nails and some wood, but...
I do have to admit to one thing.
Why?
I may have possibly lied and said they were made by a 12-year-old child.
What?
Because when I said they were made by a 12-year-old child, people started buying them.
Oh. Well, I don't know what to say other than they sold, right?
They sold. All of them.
I'll be a 12-year-old anytime for a few bucks.
Exactly. So I'm so glad we came to that decision that we're not going to buy presents before Christmas.
Well, no. I mean, it's everyone's running around and they're just going a little crazy and dashing towards different things in the stores and the lineups is no. I've had enough of that over the years. I decided, and we decided together, I suppose, to go out and shop on Boxing Day.
Well, actually, the day after Boxing Day, because Boxing Day is equally crazy.
Well, yeah, but either way, I mean, we're going to go out, we're going to look at the sales, and we're going to get the most of our money as we can. Most of the moolah, you might say.
Get the biggest bang for the buck.
So, you know, I have no problem, you know. Cheese Please Christmas is how I celebrate Christmas, by playing cheesy music. And we're going to focus now on what Santa said.
Now, what Santa did.
Oh, sorry. The Santa did set. I can't read. I need new glasses for Christmas. But the You'll Be Sorry is coming out with Motorcycle Santas. Or we're starting off with Gary Velgard and Santa Put a Saddle on a Reindeer. On
Cheese Please.
Every Christmas Eve, this tale is told. When the blizzards come and the blizzards blow, how Santa got stuck in the driving snow, and Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. Way out in west one Christmas Eve, the wind was cold, the snow was deep. Santa put socks on the reindeer feet, trying to get some traction. As the legend goes, that stormy night, the world was all one shade of white. Santa's sleigh was a sorry sight in a cloud bank fast and frozen. Hey, what in the world am I gonna do? Santa Claus, he cried to his crew, to miss one Christmas just won't do. So Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. Santa put a saddle on a reindeer to miss
this one Christmas just won't do. So Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. Wide-eyed kids, they gather day round. It's a ranch in the hills, we'll never be found. We're 100 miles from the nearest town. Our Christmas list forgotten, the chores got done that stormy night. They all sang songs by the lantern light. Santa was still nowhere in sight, but they dreamed of Christmas morning. Hey, what in the world am I gonna do? Santa Claus, he cried to his crew, to miss one Christmas just won't do. So Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. To miss one Christmas just won't do. So Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. Santa took off his toque and he put on a hat. He saddled up Dancer and said, that's that. He threw some toys in a gunny sack and he slung them up over his shoulder. There was a streak of light through the driving snow with a yippee-yay, ho-ho-ho. He flew as straight as an arrow goes, that jolly Christmas cowboy. Hey, what in the world am I gonna do? Santa Claus, he cried to his crew, and this one Christmas just won't do. So Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. To miss one Christmas just won't do. So Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. To miss one Christmas just won't do. So Santa put a saddle on a reindeer. Every Christmas Eve, his tale is told. When the blizzards come and the blizzards blow, how Santa got stuck in the driving snow. Santa put a saddle on a reindeer.
Your oral Christmas cheese ball, without the crackers and pepperoni. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Boys, the girls and boys,
Ladies with the You'll Be Sorry's getting their motor running.
Motorcycle Santas.
There were explosions. Why were there explosions?
I don't know. I guess they were born to be wild.
Getting on the motorcycle and doing the Santa thing. I get that feeling.
You know, I think that Born to be Wild song and Connect the Dots and You'll Be Sorry's are getting the motor running. What?
Nothing.
I feel that's dying, but I can live with that. And before that, we had Gary Felgard and Santa put a saddle on a reindeer.
I don't think you can ride reindeer like horses. I don't think they like it.
Those animal rights people going after him for that?
Could be.
I don't know. I just kind of wonder. That's a little risky in this time. Well, Daffodil, we're just... for another year, man, it's gone so quick.
The years fly by. This was a big year.
I know, but I just...
A lot of things happened.
Yeah, I know, but I'm glad we're back here in the bunker. Once again, for another winter, instead of being out there, I don't want to even think about the times we spent winters in the van.
No more winters in the van. We are too old for that.
We get this gig permanently if we want it. And I say we want it. Custodians for cars that have been put away for the winter, basically, is what we do.
And it's a fabulous job.
I like it. But we should say goodbye to our listeners.
Yes. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy whatever you celebrate to all of our listeners.
Yes, and we're ending it off with Woody Phillips and a pile of tools, sending it off with We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Until next time, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.